It has been decades in the making, Kyle, so it's a little bit of a pinch-me moment that I'm going to say it is tomorrow, Saturday, June 6th. We welcome the entire community. We really feel like it's your official kickoff to summer, the first weekend of summer, and hopefully this weather participates with us because we're so excited to open it. We're going to do a formal grand opening ribbon-cutting ceremony starting at 10 a.m. at the Water Plaza. And then it will officially open to the public at 11 a.m. And if you're not familiar with the Lynn Creek District area, the new Apgar Family Water Plaza is located off of 6th Street next to Mega 10 Park behind the Marshawn YMCA and right next to our Aquatic Center. So the best part about this, Kyle, is it is going to be an amazing asset to our community and a free one all summer long. So not just tomorrow are you welcome to come celebrate with us, but for the entire summer, the Apgar Family Water Plaza is going to be open. It's going to be centrally located, accessible by the trail, and completely free to our community all summer long. Okay. Going to also have, well, I was going to tell, we have food trucks, we have cultural performances, we partner with JBS, so we have 8 different cultures represented tomorrow that will be doing traditional dances. It's going to be a great day for Marshalltown to celebrate this really monumental and milestone moment for Marshalltown.
What a great asset to our to our community.
That's right. And it was intentionally built, and I don't have hours, so I'm going to go quick. But we invite you to come to the ribbon cutting tomorrow, because in that quick hour, you're going to learn so much about how this project was brought to life with so many partners and so many advocates and people who have been working really, really hard for the last probably few years in particular, but really over the last few decades. But there's areas in the water plaza that were designed. So if you don't want to fully get wet, but maybe you are on our amazing trail system or out and about in a, on a hot summer day, that you can just dip your feet in and cool off. So this space was really intentionally designed for all ages and everyone in our community. So maybe you're a couple who doesn't have kids. Maybe your family who has lots of kids. Maybe you're a couple who your kids have moved on. I mean, really, there is something for everyone at the Water Plaza, and it's a great way to enjoy the summer.
You bet. Two questions. Where do you park? And the other question, you can address these in either order. The other one is, do you have big scissors for the ribbon cutting? Because it's kind of a law that you have to have the big scissors at a ribbon cutting.
Absolutely have the big scissors. In addition to the Arts and Culture Alliance, the city, the Chamber, Trails, Inc. I mean, there's so many involved. So, of course, Sarah and John are bringing along their big scissors, and we're actually going to have a couple ribbon cuttings because it is a big deal. It deserves big, big scissors. And parking, yes, I know there's been lots of questions about parking. For the beginning of the day, the Mega 10 parking lot will be reserved for handicap parking. The primary parking lot for the Apgar Family Water Plaza for the remainder of its existence, which will be for generations, is going to be underneath the viaduct right next to the Aquatic Center. There's lots of great parking there. I know it's a little bit out of the way, so I think a lot of people don't even know it's over there. Also, for the existence of the Apgar Family Water Plaza, I mean, with this project, we have also been designing and working with the city on the ANSI Kaiser Trailhead and the Emerson Bridge. So that was redesigned in a way just across the street that there will be more parking there. So there's a much more beautiful, enjoyable walk underneath 6th Street if you wanted to enjoy a little bit of a walk. We do know that there's a softball tournament this weekend, so it is going to be a busy weekend in the Lynn Creek District. But that is exactly what we hoped for, and not just today, but for the rest of the summer.